Boethia, Daedric Prince of Deceit. Among the Daedric Princes, most of them occasionally exhibit behavior that can be considered conventionally good or evil. Boethia, however, has a far greater tendency to be considered evil, as he actively enjoys bringing death and destruction to mortals, and encourages sacrifice among his followers. Despite this fact, of course, Boethia has his fair share of worshippers across Tamriel. Boethia has been depicted in both male and female forms, and statues exist of both genders across the land. Even though Boethia is regarded as the Daedric Prince of Deception, Conspiracy, and Treachery, he has also been regarded as a warrior who acts overtly compared to other Daedra. Worshippers of Boethia often hold bloody competitions, consisting of duels and other battles for his amusement, until the number of worshippers are killed. Boethia's Realm of Oblivion is known by many names, including Attribution's Share and Snake Mount, and is filled with stormy skies, volcanic islands, and seas of lava. Boethia uses the realm to host the Tournament of the Ten Bloods, a vicious competition in which a single individual from each of the 10 major races of Tamriel are pitted against one another until only one remains. Boethia's most famous instance of deception came early on in Tamriel's history, when he came to a group of Aldmer and convinced them that their mortality was a sign of weakness that they must overcome. Thus, the group was encouraged to split away from the rest of the Aldmer, becoming the Chimer of Morrowind, who worshipped Boethia, Azura, and Mephala as the three good Daedra. Before they left, however, they were accosted by another group of elves, but Boethia consumed their principal god, Trinimac, and corrupted him into a Daedric prince, before excreting him back out. This also changed the group of Aldmer into the Orsimer, or Orcs. When the Tribunal in Morrowind broke their oath to Nerevar and became godly figures, the Dunmer people began to turn away from worshipping the three Daedra, and instead worshipped these three living gods. After the events of the Nerevarine prophecies, which left the three without their divine spark, the Dunmer slowly began to revert their worship back to the three good Daedra, although Boethia's thoughts on the matter are unclear. Boethia has several Daedric artifacts created by him that have been present on Tamriel, including the Ebony Mail, the Sword Goldbrand, and the Shield Fearstruck. The Ebony Mail has appeared as both a full suit of armor, or just a cuirass. It's said to be one of the strongest pieces of armor known to exist, and only Boethia can judge who is worthy enough to possess it. A number of legendary heroes have been deemed worthy, including the Eternal Champion, the Hero of Daggerfall, the Nerevarine, and the Last Dragonborn. Goldbrand is a magical katana seemingly made out of gold that burns whomever it strikes, and was possessed by the Nerevarine and the Hero of Kvatch. Fearstruck was a legendary shield given by Boethia to a hero during the First Era named Lyrisius. He used the shield when he led his armies to the continent of Akavir to fight slave traders, but it was supposedly destroyed by the fiery breath of a dragon, and was never heard from again. Although Boethia has an overall reputation of being a bloodthirsty demon among most denizens of Tamriel, he at least is venerated among the Dunmer and those Daedric cultists that can appreciate a god of murder, treason, and destruction.